السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
We observe in the world that man is generally becoming increasingly steeped in worldliness. There is turmoil and disorder in the race to attain materialistic pursuits. God and religion are given secondary importance. And in fact, a growing number of people in the world deny the existence of God altogether. They consider religion to be a useless endeavor, God forbid. However, even within such a time, there are those who are in search of God. They are in search of the religion which can connect them to God. They wish to develop a relationship with Allah the Almighty. They wish to recognize the true faith and the true religion. And after searching and finding that true religion, they desire to join it. In this quest, they pray restlessly and in anxiety. And certainly, when a pious person strives passionately in this search and in this quest, he is ultimately guided by God the Almighty and he is shown the straight path. Through different ways, God guides such people to attaining inner satisfaction and peace and to understanding the true religion. God increases their faith and their conviction. To attain nearness to Him and to recognize the true religion in this era, Allah the Almighty has sent, according to His promises, the true servant of the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, who was conferred the status of the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. And the world was informed that if they want to find the object of their longing and their search for peace, they should enter the fold of the Bayt, the oath of allegiance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Through this, they would attain the path to nearness to God, the reality of worship, and they would see the manifestation of their prayers being heard. As I have said, through different means, Allah the Almighty guides to the truth those who yearn for it, and He strengthens their faith and their conviction. Both the past and the present of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community are filled with such accounts. On a daily basis, such incidents occur in some village, city, or country of the world. Not only do these accounts become a way to increase the faith of those who newly enter the community of the Promised Messiah, after attaining guidance, rather it also serves to reinvigorate and strengthen the faith of the born Ahmadis and the Ahmadis of old. At this time, I will present some accounts or personal experiences of people which display how Allah the Almighty facilitates guidance merely through His grace. Amir Sahib, the national president of the Ahmadiyya community, the Gambia, relates, Gani Fati is a 65-year-old sister from the Naimina village in the East District of the Gambia. She has suffered from a foot pain or ailment for the last 10 years, which remained untreated from anywhere she tried. This pain rendered her unable to even walk around. She traveled far away from her village to a place called Bansang, in search of treatment. By chance there, she watched MTA, Muslim Television Ahmadiyya International, on which my sermon was airing. After this, the lady returned to her village, and she saw in a dream that she is being told, follow the one that you saw on the television, because he is informing you of the right path that will lead to salvation. Thus, after this dream, the lady took the bet, the oath of allegiance. Amir Sahib, the national president, relates, the lady herself informed us that after the bet, the pledge of allegiance, the pain in her feet gradually subsided, and this greatly strengthened her faith. Now she preaches in the entire village, she does tabligh, and she tells everyone that her pain was alleviated through the blessings of joining the Jamaat, the Ahmadiyya community. Allah the Almighty guides in astonishing ways those whose piety He wants to safeguard or whose goodness pleases Him. A worldly person may say that this is just an ignorant and uneducated village lady who is being delusional. However, one who is bestowed the true treasure of firm faith by Allah the Almighty considers such worldly people to be the one who is ignorant.
جس کو اللہ تعالیٰ ایمان کی دولت دے کر
Burkina Faso, a francophone country in Western Africa. It is near the Sahara, or rather part of it actually runs through. Observe how Allah the Almighty guided an individual in this far-off country. And not just within a far-off country, but further in a remote and tiny village within this far-off country. The missionary in charge writes, Swadgo Sahib is from a Jamaat, a local chapter of the Ahmadiyya community in the Leo region of Burkina Faso. He accepted Ahmadiyyat after the Jalsa Salana, the annual convention, Germany. He related that he regularly listened to the Ahmadiyya radio station, and whenever any delegation of the Ahmadiyya community came to his village for preaching, for tabligh, then as he was an influential member of the village, he felt the need to extend a lot of help to them, and he facilitated their preaching. So even though he was not an Ahmadi, he had sympathy for them. Sometime later, the Maulvis, the Muslim clerics, learned of this. And he said that they came to me and they said to him that do not listen to the Ahmadiyya radio station at all, and nor should you interact and mingle with Ahmadis. Because if you do, they will ruin your belief in Islam. He says that, incited by the Maulvis, the clerics, I stopped listening to the Ahmadiyya radio, and also I stopped meeting with any Ahmadis. Sometime later, it so happened that I was once returning from a journey, and I stopped at a mosque to offer my prayers. It was a small village where there was a mosque, and the prayer had already started, so I quickly went to perform my wudu, my ablution. During this time, another man entered the mosque, and he said that this is an Ahmadi village, and this mosque belongs to them. So hearing this, I thought to myself that where have I ended up? I was avoiding them for such a long time. So I started doing my ablution really slowly so that the prayer would finish and I could say my own prayer afterwards. So nonetheless, he ended up having to do the prayer there. Allah the Almighty was pleased with some act of piety on his part, and thus God obliged him to offer the prayers in our mosque. So he continues and he says that, I saw a dream that very night that there is a huge crowd of people, and I am moving people aside within that crowd. I advance forward and see that there are thousands of people in this crowd who have surrounded one individual. I inquire from someone who that person is. So he replies to me that this is he who you should listen to. But the Maulvis, the Muslim clerics, have moved you away from the right path. So he says that this is when I woke up. This dream had such an impact upon me that I re-established contact with the Ahmadis. So one day I phoned the mission house and I said to the missionary that I want to take the bet, the pledge of allegiance. The missionary replied that on such and such day, I should come to the mission house. He says, when I reached the mission house on the assigned day, everyone was watching something on the TV. When I went forward to see, I was astounded to see the scenes on the TV. The exact same scenes that I had seen in my dream were being shown on the TV. When I asked the missionary, he told me that the concluding address of the Jalsa Salana, the annual convention, was being shown, and that the Khalifa was addressing it. I said to the Murabbi Sahib, the missionary, to immediately take my bet, my pledge of allegiance. I swear by God. He says, I swear by God, these scenes and this person is exactly what I saw in my dream. With the grace of Allah the Almighty, he along with his family have become Ahmadis, and he is preaching, carrying out tabligh to others in the village. Surely a person who personally experiences this and has been granted guidance from Allah the Almighty, he continues to grow stronger and stronger in his faith. Many a people write to me and say that nothing can deter them from their faith because they have done the bet, the oath of allegiance, and received affirmation from God the Almighty, and they have witnessed clear signs. They no longer require any further proof. There are some people who are so fiercely stubborn in their opposition that they refuse to listen to any rational argument that is presented to them. However, there are also some people who are free from arrogance and they are extremely compassionate and have sentiments of humanity within them. Such people who are not arrogant and have compassion within them are then subsequently guided by Allah the Almighty. If they avail from this guidance, then subsequently they become the recipients of Allah the Almighty's grace. Such an incident was experienced by a person in Syria, who initially opposed the Jamaat, the Ahmadiyya community, but he was told to seek guidance from Allah the Almighty, and ultimately he received guidance from him. Ahmed Sahib is this person who is from Syria. He said that I had some Ahmadi friends and would often meet them outside and also invite them into my home. I accepted much of their beliefs, except when it came to the topic of the death of Jesus, peace be upon him. The reason for this was because for a long time I had been waiting for the Messiah to descend from the heavens. And I had a long-felt desire to join his army and to free the Baitul Maqdis, the mosque of the holy city. After hearing about the death of Jesus, peace be upon him, all my aspirations of doing jihad were shattered. Because if the Messiah was not to descend from the heavens, then how was I to take part in the jihad? One day, some Ahmadis were sitting in my house, and Mutazil Qazak Sahib was also amongst them. A discussion ensued on the subject of the death of Jesus, peace be upon him, and I told the Ahmadis that, for the sake of God, as of today, do not ever speak to me about this issue of the death of Jesus, peace be upon him, or do not even mention this subject in my house. Hearing this, Qazak Sahib said that he also had one request, that I should pray to Allah the Almighty to guide me on this issue. I really liked this suggestion of his, and on that same evening, I fervently prayed to Allah the Almighty while prostrating in sajda before him. When I fell asleep in the night, I saw in a dream that I was ascending to an elevated station when a piece of very soft ground appears like a sinkhole. The moment I placed my foot upon it, it immediately gave way, and it felt as if it was falling into a deep pit. While in the state of extreme anxiety, a person appeared and grabbed hold of my shoulders and said, Abu Hassan, this was Ahmed Sahib's family title, Abu Hassan, do not ever come here to this place again. I know that Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, has passed away. He then said, now, continue on your way. So Ahmad Sahib says, when I woke up, I phoned one of my Ahmadi friends and I told him that I wanted to go to Mutazil Ghazak Sahib's house. We both arrived at his house, and as soon as we entered inside, I was left astounded when I saw a picture hanging on the wall. I inquired who this person was in the picture, and he told me that this was the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and the Imam Mahdi. Hearing this, I immediately said that I wanted to do the bayt, the oath of allegiance, because the person in the picture was the same person who grabbed hold of my shoulders in my dream and saved me from that small piece of the soft crumbling earth, and also had said that Jesus, peace be upon him, had passed away. As I mentioned earlier, Allah the Almighty opens avenues through various means in order to guide people and enable them to search for the truth, sometimes through dreams, at other times through tabligh or preaching. At times, one learns about Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, by reading a book or a piece of literature. At times, people are impressed by observing the good moral conduct of other Ahmadis and thereby accept Ahmadiyyat and the true Islam. These days, there are many people who are learning about true Islam through MTA, Muslim Television Ahmadiyya International, and enter into the fold of Ahmadiyyat. A missionary from Benin writes, a local chief used to be a mushrik, idolater, but after preaching to him, he became Ahmadi and began following the true teachings of Islam. The heart which was once immersed in shirk, in idol worship, now began to prostrate before the one God. In fact, not only this, but further, he also started preaching and inviting the local Muslims in the area to the true message of Islam. Thus, when a mosque was opened in the area, he delivered a speech. And I shall relate a part of his speech in his own words. The chief, who was an idolater and who became a Muslim, said the following, I cannot understand why non-Ahmadis oppose the Ahmadiyya community, since today it is only the Ahmadiyya community which is spreading the message of Islam to the corners of the world. Until a year ago, I was a mushrik, idolater, and was a leader of the mushriks. But the missionary of the Ahmadiyya community completely transformed my views, and he revealed to me the true image of Islam, and thus I accepted Islam. Why do you have a problem if the Ahmadiyya community is bringing Christians and idolaters towards Islam? This mosque is open for everyone to worship Allah the Almighty, and even if a Christian enters this mosque, he shall not be stopped. You people should stop opposing and come inside and see for yourself that you will only receive the message of love, peace, and brotherhood. The Ahmadiyya community only wishes for the well-being of this world. The chief also stated, I wish I could build a house attached to this mosque and tell everyone passing by that Ahmadiyyat is the true Islam. So now on the one hand, we have those religious leaders and clerics who are creating chaos and disorder in the name of Islam, and owing to their arrogance and personal egos, are causing Muslims to shed the blood of one another. While on the other hand, there are people who were once idolaters, and Allah the Almighty guides them due to some good deed of theirs, or simply out of His sheer grace, and has now appointed them to propagate the message of true Islam to others, and also to teach others how to save themselves from disorder. This is the way Allah the Almighty treats those who are humble and showers His grace upon them. But if one is full of arrogance, then even if he offers thousands of prayers and supplications and claims to be pious and even calls himself a Haji, one who has performed the pilgrimage. He cannot receive true guidance from Allah the Almighty. How do people undergo a complete transformation after they enter into the Bayt, the oath of allegiance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and experience the delight of the true teachings of Islam? How does Allah the Almighty guide them? And how do they begin to excel in their sacrifices? Relating an account in this regard, one of our missionaries writes, during an official visit in Cameroon, a person who was retired from the army accepted Ahmadiyyat. This army individual belonged to the Bamum tribe. The king joined the Jalsa Salana annual convention taking place in the UK a few years ago. This account is from a few years ago. He writes, when I visited Cameroon this time, I met the same gentleman once again. He said that he wished to donate a plot of land to the community in order to use it to build a mosque. He continues by saying, myself and the Sadr, the president of that local Jamaat, went to see the plot of land. We noticed that a basement was already constructed on the plot, and the above-mentioned gentleman had the intention of constructing a house on top of it. However, he stated that, in a dream, I saw my deceased father. He came to me and said to construct a mosque on this piece of land instead of my own home. He said that, therefore, I have made my decision to donate this building, including the portion I have started constructing, to the Jamaat, so that it can be used to construct a mosque. This piece of land was quite vast, spanning approximately 1,000 meters squared. He changed the name on the documentation to the Jamaat's name, the name of the Ahmadiyya community, and soon, inshallah, God willing, there will be a mosque constructed there. Then I will narrate another incident in which it will demonstrate just how God the Almighty accepted the prayer of an individual who had a yearning for Islam. Residing in a distant village, God the Almighty sent an Ahmadi missionary to him in order to instill the true teachings of Islam. A muallim, a local missionary preacher or teacher from the Ivory Coast, has narrated this incident. He states that Saido Sahib, who lives in a remote village called Yauguru in the Abanguru region of the Ivory Coast, writes, Islam was spread in this village through my paternal grandfather. However, over time, people started to abandon Islam, and eventually, the people residing here were Muslims only by name, as is the general state of Muslims. Sayyidu Sahib further writes, I would often pray for God the Almighty to make the circumstances such that these people would once again follow the true teachings of Islam. He continues to say, in the beginning of the blessed month of Ramadan in 2016, in my state of prayer, my eyes began to flood with tears. I prayed with great anguish in this regard. Only 2 or 3 days had passed when a missionary of the Ahmadiyya community came to this village and introduced the people to the Ahmadiyya community. This incident was truly faith-inspiring and inspirational for me to see someone visiting this remote village and calling people towards the path of Allah. After this visit of the missionary, 55 people from the village enter the fold of Ahmadiyyat by performing the Bayt, the oath of allegiance. Sayyidu Sahib continues, thus, this day we are practicing the true teachings of Islam through the Ahmadiyya community. Now just ponder over this fact, that on the one hand, people residing in developed and advanced countries are abandoning religion altogether and are restless in their pursuit for materialistic and worldly things. While on the other hand, an individual living in a remote part of Africa where they do not even have proper roads leading to the village and is bereft of the basic worldly commodities and amenities. And yet, on seeing the practice of Islam being forsaken in his village, he has one longing in his heart, and he prays fervently for God the Almighty to send someone who would revive the true teachings of Islam once again. Consequently, it was divinely destined that a servant of the Messiah and Mahdi reached this village and informed them about Islam. Because in this day and age, the true Islam can only be taught by the one who has accepted the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and understood and recognized the reality of Islam from his teachings. Thus, it is the task of every one of us to spread the true teachings of Islam with great concern to the entire world. We should make an effort so that this message reaches every individual, and we should also pray for this. Although there are many groups and organizations who are making an effort in this regard, some sects are working in the name of Islam, such as the Tablighi Jamaat. However, almost every single one of them is after personal gains. In order to oppose each other, they are ever ready to brandish the other with the edict of being an infidel or kufr. What kind of service will they render to Islam? Today, this responsibility of spreading Islam rests with the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad alone. God Almighty is making our work easier Himself by guiding some through dreams and others through various other means. Thus, if we wish to do justice to our bed, our oath of allegiance, then we must strive to become one of the helpers of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Explaining what our role must be, having performed the bed, and how we should be, the promised Messiah says, "The formality of the bed alone cannot be of any benefit, and it is difficult for one to derive benefit of such a thing, that is, to be a part of those blessings that have been attached to being associated with the promised Messiah, peace be upon him." He continues to say, "One can only be considered truly part of the bed when they forsake their own existence and become one with him, with the utmost love and sincerity. The hypocrites, the munafiq, never formed a relationship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in earnestness, and as a result, they were bereft of faith. They never developed a relationship based on sincerity and love, hence their mere profession of La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, did not benefit them in any way. It is vital to build on these relationships. A connection formed on the basis of love and sincerity is crucial. They should strive to become one with him, with respect to belief and doctrines, to the utmost of their ability. That is, they should strive to emulate the individual they have chosen to accept. The promised Messiah says, "We do not know how long we will live. We should quickly incline towards righteousness, truthfulness and worship. From the morning until the evening, we should account for how we are spending our lives." May God the Almighty enable those newly joining to increase in their faith and in their conviction. May they progress with respect to their beliefs and their practices. May the spark of faith that God Almighty ignited in their hearts continue to burn even after accepting Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam. May Satan never tempt them to stumble, and may God Almighty always grant them steadfastness. May Allah enable us, those who are Ahmadis by birth or Ahmadis for some time, to increase and always infuse passion in our faith. May we never become the means for those who are joining the community to falter, and may we always guide the world towards the right path. We should never be content by the fact that we are Ahmadis of old. Rather, we should aim to fulfill the purpose of our bait. Our aim should not be attaining worldly objectives, but instead should be solely to gain the pleasure of God the Almighty. May we witness the rapid spread of the true Islam throughout the world, so that we are able to explain to the world that the very thing that they deem to be harmful and perilous is in fact the true path for the salvation of this world.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَاذْكُرُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ